But what I'd really like to do is something extraordinary.
Welcome to the Ground Level. We're going to have a little bit of a different pace today. This is going to be a short episode. It's a new segment that people that know me have been requesting. The segment is going to be called Things I Hate. That's right. This new segment is going to be called Things I Hate. Many people who know me have been asking this for quite a while. Hey, tell us what you hate. I'm having a good friend and or a good conversation with my friend Jim today. Jim, this is right for you, bud, after our conversation today. And I already know where this is going to go. I know there's going to be a lot of people that are really angry about this, but I really just don't give a shit because this is going to be a fun segment moving forward. I have so much hate in my heart. That's what my son says to me. So here we go. Good old friend of mine named Jim decided to call and we're having a chat. And he's telling me a story about one of his neighbors out there in Tennessee. White House, Tennessee. He loves it out there and he's telling me about this neighbor and the topic came up of dogs. People know how I am about dogs. Question was, the guy apparently told his neighbor, hey, if your dog's on my yard, I'm going to shoot it. The other neighbor says, if you shoot my dog, I'm going to put a 45 in your head. This is a real Tennessee neighborhood story here. I'm just loving this when I'm hearing it. And I'm like, yeah, damn right. Shoot the dog if it's on his property. Jim lost his mind. He just couldn't believe what I was saying. Now, there's a lot of elements to this. This isn't just, I see a dog, shoot it. This isn't little Snowball or Fluffy that runs on batteries, little Corky that's a lost puppy, comes wandering onto my yard and I shoot it. That's not what I meant. You think Jim heard that? No, Jim heard Sean shoots dogs. It's, hey man, those conversations, Jim's going to be one of our guests here, here in May, and it's going to be a blast. Wait till you hear him and I just really dive into things and get things rolling. So again, Jim hears Sean would shoot dogs. And I say, damn right. I don't have a problem shooting a dog if it's on your property. Now, again, there's always more to the story. Little Snowball comes tromping along. I don't just blow out and pull out my pistol and just blam, take him out. Nope, that's not what I'm saying. However, while I don't have a problem with somebody doing that, he might be an asshole. His property. Here's a situation. If you got a dog and your dog is constantly coming onto my property, had this happen a few years back. Dog is coming onto my property and shitting on my property. I'm having to clean it. I talk to the neighbor 2, 3, 4 times. Hey, can you please watch your dog? Oh, I know. He's just that way. No, fuck that. This is despicable me level. He's not that way if he's dead. It is so like dog owners today to have this attitude that, well, it's just a dog. Everybody's supposed to love dogs. Bullshit. These people that worship their pets, and I'm going to tell you firsthand, I grew up in that kind of a household. Gigantic, black lab, beautiful dog, love the dog. It is a dog, folks. That's what it is. It's not a person. It's not your close buddy. It's a dog. Yes, you can have fun with it. You go throw a ball. It hangs out with you. It'll protect your home. I don't have a problem with dogs like that. But when people act like their dog is a person and you walk into the house and that dog beelines it for your crotch and is sitting there sticking his fucking nose up your ass and all your is 4 or 5 times. Hey, could you, okay, nice to meet you, puppy. Hey, ma'am, can you please call your dog? Oh, Shep, you stop that. You stop being naughty. Shep down, let him go. That little passive bullshit, it drives me fucking crazy. And it's only gotten worse. And that's the kind of house I grew up in. A dog that would just, I watched this dog bowl people over. It was a nice dog. It was happy. He just didn't realize that he was 160 pounds. So when somebody just came in, the dog would lose it, tail knocking over lamps, tackling kids. People were scared of this dog, and I understand that, especially if you don't know the dog. And this all circles back to this family member was just that perfect poster child of, oh, stop it. You sit. Stop it now. Enough. That doesn't get their attention. And there's too much of that crap. Had this the other day, working with somebody who had their dog there at the play at the job site. 8 times the dog kept coming up to me, sticking his nose in your crotch, jump up on you. I'm having to be polite. Hey, could you call your dog back? I get it. The dog's a nice dog. I understand people that are fucking scared of dogs because we see it all the time. And we know the ones we're talking about, the one that you're not supposed to be angry about. Pit bulls, specifically pit bulls, Rottweilers, Dobermans. And I won't even so, I mean, I've been around some Dobermans that aren't bad, but those fucking pit bulls, how many times do we need to see? And all of you that, oh man, please comment on this. All of you that are, oh, it's not the dog, it's the owner's bullshit. Bullshit. Pit bulls are bred. Number one, they're naturally aggressive. Yes, I know. I know people who've had a pit bull and never had a problem. It exists. But when you don't see these videos on CNN of the little chihuahua mauling a lady and shredding her. And to ignore that is so fucking infuriating. That's what I'm so tired of, is people that defend it because they want it. It's just like the people with the dogs with the service animals. That whole fucking hoax now. Service animals. You're bringing your stinking filthy mutt into the grocery store because it helps you with anxiety. Service animals help the blind. They help the deaf. That's what those really cool service dogs were. Now you got assholes walking into grocery stores with their service lizard. Or I actually saw the service iguana. Give me a fucking break with that. This is what we've done. We've turned the society. We've given power over to the bitter, the angry, the weak, the little pussies that don't know what to do else with their life. They can't communicate with a human, so they get an iguana. And then call that their service animal in the grocery store. And I'm sorry, the dog thing, if you own a business, there should be no such thing in this state. Now, the service dogs, like everything, you give an inch and they take a mile. Just like the handicap parking spots. That's the shit that drives me crazy too. Time and time again, especially here in Tacoma and Seattle. And everybody knows the demographic I'm talking about, that when they all found out, they gave the phone call to all their cousins and nephews and said, all you got to do is say this, and everybody now has got a fucking handicap sticker. There's a picture of a wheelchair for a reason. That's what it was about. It was to help the disabled get to the front door easier so they don't have to go across the parking lot. It's some common sense, which has completely left our society here. And in places, liberal cities like Tacoma and Seattle, where they just cater to this crap. And so, again, I'm saying, I've gotten way off topic. That's going to be another one, man. That's going to be another segment of the things Sean hates is going to be about the handicap parking. That has just been run wild now with fraud and bullshit. People getting out of their fucking cars and going and playing basketball, but they got that handicap sticker. Well, what is wrong with you? How do you feel okay with that inside? Just so you can park up front? I don't understand this shit. And circling back to Jim. No, Jim, I saw your dog. You have an awesome little dog. If your dog wandered on my yard, no, I wouldn't shoot it. But I understand somebody that would shoot a dog that's coming into their property. Especially you got a little kid, a dog you don't know. You see him hop a fence, bam, shoot it. If they seem aggressive, and often you know better than anybody, Jim, than most, especially being in the Army, and then don't even get me started about the Air Force. But and I know you're watching this right now, and you're probably just sitting there laughing your ass off, but you know about risk assessment. You have a very, very small amount of time you decide what you're going to do. If I've given my neighbor a warning twice, three times, four times, keep your dog off my yard, keep your dog off my yard, I am well, I'm in my right if that damn thing is on my yard to shoot it. Now, I wouldn't, but I understand those that would. And I want everybody that's listening to this, think about this for just a moment. Every one of those videos where you see a police officer shoot a dog and you sit back and justify it, well, he was fearful for his life. We've seen some pretty horrific videos of these little dogs getting shot by a cop. And so you can't have it both ways. If it's your property, it's your property. You always use a little restraint and judgment. Obviously, again, I will defend the person that does it. Might be some consequences, but I defend your right to do that on your property. It's an unwanted dog. It's the responsibility of the other person. And that's the fucking key right there. It's the responsibility of the dog owner to keep their damn dog locked up. Keep it in your side of the yard. Keep it on a leash. My God, in Tacoma, Washington alone, we have so many dog parks now that are without a leash. And you see it time and time again where those damn dogs hop over the fence. I almost got into a fight with a guy because his big-ass dog took off after my kid that was on his bike. He justified it in his mind. I mean, we were toe-to-toe about to go till his buddy pulled him back because I did have my gun drawn. I saw this dog, and the dog was huge, and it was going after my little son. He was 8 years old at the time on a bike, scared. I was walking. We're just at a park. He's riding a bike, and here's this asshole. He's like, oh, he's just a nice dog. I don't give a shit. Those words, no, he won't bite. He's a nice dog. He's never bitten anybody. That doesn't get you a get out of jail card. And a lot of them seem to think it does. If I say these words first, that covered me because I never knew he could do something like that. The point is everybody, and this is the key. I don't know your dog. You always have to assume with any dog that they're potentially aggressive. They could potentially hurt you. You have to go about it that way. We see too many videos. Just go to YouTube. All of you right now, go to YouTube and type in dog attacks woman. I mean, thousands of these videos will pop up. That 70% of them are going to be pit bulls. I hate the people that defend this shit. Wow, he's never done that before. Yeah, famous last fucking words. Often I'm on a job site and somebody says, hey, do dogs bother you? No, not if they're not going to kill me. They don't bother me. That's the dumbest question I've ever heard. I hate that. Do you dislike dogs? Do dogs scare you? No, they don't scare me if they're not attacking me. Bears don't scare me if they're not attacking me. This whole thing with treating dogs like they're people, letting them sit there. I've been at friends' houses where we've been invited for dinner, just sitting at the table, and their fucking dog is right at the table just staring at you with that nasty, caking slime coming out of their face because they're so used to people handing them food from the table. That should never be. It should never be. It's embarrassing as hell. And I grew up like that. Oh, give him something. No, fuck that. He can go sit over there. We're the family. This is our dinner table. Oh, he's part of the family too. Man, everybody, Jim really hit a nerve today. So I want to clarify. No, I don't just say it's open season and start shooting dogs. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I understand the person's right. If an aggressive dog is on his property and he doesn't know this dog, shoot it. And I'm going to, for the record again, this is probably the fourth time I've said it in this video, I do not mean we're talking about little Snowball. Okay, that's, I don't just see a furry little Cocker Spaniel and just pull out the shotgun and take him out. That's not what I meant, Jim, and you know that. Love you, buddy. And thanks again, everybody, for listening. This was a fun one. We're going to have another segment here. We're going to make this a weekly thing. What does Sean hate? Thanks, everybody.